101.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
It's a crash course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young. I have Marie Michelle with me. Jimmy James
is back.
What's up, brother?
Oh, lots of stuff.
What made you decide to come in today?
I forgot there was rehearsal tonight.
I know, Jimmy's like... I go. I guess I'll just be heading right down to your place after this. And it's like, for
why?
For what? What's going on? Rehearsal.
Yeah, I missed that.
And Jimmy's decided to have them at his place. We've had the last two rehearsals at your house.
Yeah, fantastic. And good soundproofing.
But you wouldn't have come today if you knew we had rehearsal tonight. Why? You have to get
the place.
Hell
no, man. That's a 2-hour ride.
Like, you have to get the place ready for us or what?
No, we're cool. Anyway, let's rock and roll.
It's going to be a fun day. We got fun stuff to do.
You got it.
I enjoy all. I like the show. I like rehearsal. It's going to be great.
Brian's day.
Going to be great.
Waiting all week.
It's like a different universe, though. I mean, what the heck? Since the last show, now Trump's president and weed is legal.
In Massachusetts.
I know. In Massachusetts.
What the hell?
Don't move to Canada. Move to Massachusetts.
Well, don't blame us. I mean, they voted for Hillary with the electoral crap.
Yep.
I didn't vote for either one of them.
Well, people could have voted.
A lot of people didn't.
I guess
vote
it wasn't
at
as big as a turnout as they thought it was going to be, right?
Like half the country didn't vote.
That was a mistake.
Yep.
Well, anyways, we have a band coming in today. What is it? Diagonal. Oh.
Hey, when those last minute
diagonal
bookings come up.
Parallel diagonal. Right? It's parallel.
Principal diagonal. Principal diagonal. I wonder what that even means. Principal diagonal.
It's Chris Doucette's band. There they are, right there. Principal diagonal. They can tell you in a minute. Let's throw on some Ramones.
Get a bloodbath, and in a moment of passion, hit the floor, life just meant you gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cross your I need somebody good. Should've taken a chance on her. One foot in the cylinder. Cause my I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the glow, light to bed. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Go, 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 goodbye.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, It is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I just heard a little dose of the second song on my music bed that wasn't supposed to be played. Yeah. But before that, Principal Diagonal. Great song, instrumental there. And they're right here. What's up, guys?
Hey. Not too much. How's it going?
Talk right into the mic, buddy. What? Who do we have here? I know Chris.
We got Mike O'Donnell over here.
Is that mic working? Which one is
check,
that?
Check. No, it's not quite on, is it?
Mic 2.
Mic 2, yeah.
We can share. Mine's working.
Go ahead. Talk into it again.
Hey, here we go.
We got it.
Beautiful. yeah, hey, great to be on the show, Brian. Thanks so much for having us. That was one of our tracks, an instrumental track. Me and Mike pretty much do all of this in our studio. And we have a great, great tape machine. We do everything analog. And, you know, hopefully we can play a couple more tunes for you.
Yeah, what do you guys play?
I play bass, Mike plays guitar.
Right on. You guys from around here?
Yeah, we're definitely out of the Boston area.
I know I met you over at once.
Yep.
Your friend of Linda, we have Linda Vienz in the house too,
yay,
right?
Yay!
What's up, Linda?
Babe.
She introduced us. What show was that? I forget.
That was the David Bowie.
No, I missed that.
No,
it wasn't.
David Bowie,
was it Dictators?
No, it wasn't Dictators.
Hmm.
Gosh, I can't remember. You know, maybe now that marijuana is legal, I can't remember anything anymore.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. It's not important. What is your band, Principal Diagonal? So, for a CD, when did you guys get together?
Mike and I have been together for a good number of years now. probably 10, 12 years. And, you know, we've been working on our studio, trying to get our tape player running, trying to figure out how to record, and do things.
And did we say who plays what in the band?
Mike plays guitar.
Is it just the two of you?
Yeah, it's just the two of us. Mike plays guitar.
We have revolving drummers, basically.
Okay.
And we just look for interesting people that are interested in what we do to come in and play some drums.
Is it all instrumental?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, you'll get to hear us sing shortly.
Who's singing?
We both sing.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first one you do just call, well, what is it? You just called it instrumental number...
Number two.
Instrumental number two. There was no instrumental number one. We started right off on two.
Right. But it was actually track four. And the next one's called Incision. Got anything to say about that?
Yeah, this is the title track off our CD. And we also have a video on this. You can find that on YouTube and Facebook. If you just do Principal Diagonal Incision, you'll get to see our video. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we all the filming and everything, editing, was all done by me and Chris in our studio. So check it out.
Sounds good. It's Incision by Principal Diagonal on MFO. Good stuff. Song's called Incision from the album Incision, Principal Diagonal. Great stuff, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So it's just the two of you, and you're looking for a drummer, so...
Mm-hmm. We've used kind of a revolving door drummer set up right now.
Yeah, who have you had?
We've had Chuck Harrington, which is Chris's friend. He was on this entire first album. and we just started on working on our next album, and we had a friend of ours, his name's Garrett Cameron, came in and played on three tracks, so I think our next album's going to have two or three different drummers on it. So.
Right. Sounds good, though. You already have another one on the way. This one's sounding good. So you probably, as soon as you get a regular drummer, then you'll do some live stuff, right?
Yeah, we're dying to do some live stuff. If we could pick up a drummer, anybody out there that's interested in what we're doing, contact us at principaldiagonal@gmail.com.
Sounds good. I can't wait to see you out there, and we'll have you in here, too, you know? I wasn't sure if you were playing live today or not.
Not today. This is all we got going on today.
Yep.
But this is great. Thanks again for having us on.
Thanks for turning me on to it. I know you were Linda's friend. I think that, you know, that's why you're here. Linda said, you know, he's really cool. I'm like, there you go.
Well, Linda's great, and we've known each other for a long time. We were in a band together a bit of time ago. And,
what band was that?
That was Witch Doctor.
Oh, okay.
That's going way back. Also great friends with Lynn Shipley, and her band Hummingbird Syndicate is playing tonight.
They've been on here, yeah.
Yeah. They're playing at PA's Lounge.
Awesome. Is that part of that's part of the IPO thing, right?
Yeah, the IPO, yep, exactly.
Very good.
Exactly. So yeah, we would love
International Pop Overthrow going on over at PA's Lounge. Right on.
Right, so we got one more track for you to hear.
Okay.
And
which one? Number six, right in order, right?
Yeah, number six. This is called Crystal Eyes.
Crystal Eyes. The band's Principal Diagonal. Well, I guess, you're brand new, so, you don't have a ton of stories or anything yet for this, but...
we have stories, but they're not particularly ready to be shared.
Okay, well, hang out if you want, you know? It's Principal Diagonal. The number is 855-915-9636. And check them out. Any way to find, how can they find this? Can people buy this online? Or
Yes, our website will be available shortly. Mike and I are just trying to take flattering pictures of ourselves. That's the only thing holding us up.
We'll do a couple of those here.
Yeah. And as soon as we get those, our website will be up and ready. But for the time being, you can find our video on YouTube or Facebook. And you can also check us out on SoundCloud.
I must have watched that. You do have a video on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's right, really right. Cool. It's got chicks, guitars. Our next video is going to have muscle cars, chicks, and guitars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've yelled, if you can call it yelling, on Facebook, you've shouted over to me.
Oh, yeah,
muscle
yeah.
cars and chicks.
67 Chevelles. Woo!
Yeah, we're tapping into the three main things of rock and roll.
All right.
Muscle cars.
Well, these guys are cool as heck. And this one is, what do we call this one? Number six.
Number six. This is Crystal Eyes.
All right, Crystal Eyes. Principal Diagonal on MFO. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
So hard. Nothing.
Linda Vienz, what's going on?
Not much, Brian. I'm here to support the fabulous Principal Diagonal today.
Thank you for introducing me to these guys.
My pleasure.
Great guys. How are you doing? What do you got going on?
I'm doing great. I just finished helping with the production of Hair, the musical.
Oh, yeah. The Boston
Opera did.
Right.
And that was really successful.
I wish I saw that. Is it all done?
It's all done.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we had...
Maybe
we had
next year. Is it going to be an annual thing now?
I don't think it will be annual. It was a ton of work.
Was it?
And but it was totally worth it.
That must be on video or something.
Actually,
huh?
A good friend of ours, Christina Kerr, who is married to Johnny Barash, is...
Johnny's a great guy.
Oh,
yeah,
Johnny's
yeah.
so awesome, yeah.
Babe.
We love him, babe. But his wife, Christina, is a fantastic video maker, and she is producing, she's making a documentary about the making of Hair, but she also shot the whole show, and she's putting it together. So,
it'll be the making of Hair, this thing that you did with, and was that all at once?
It all happened
the
at once.
Ballroom.
Yeah, we had three sold-out shows, all kinds of Boston luminaries. Rodrigo Von Stole was one of the leads. Erica Mantone was involved
producing it.
She was in it. Camila Benjamin Fuller. Right. So many people. Great people.
Very successful, huh?
Yes.
Very good. Congratulations.
Really good. Thank you.
That's awesome. You got to bring some CDs. And
I know.
I don't really have anything of yours. We might on vinyl. If you can find anything on vinyl of yours, or maybe CDs over here behind me.
Thank you, Brian.
We might have something over here. I mean,
I know. I'm going to look. But Kingdom of Love, the project I've been working with for a couple of years, is just about finished with our CD. So that will be in your hands soon. So that's a good thing.
Well, a lot of crazy stuff is going on in the world. I mean, you know, we have a crazy new president we got to get used to. And weed's legal, which I guess I was already used to that. And I think the biggest thing for me this week is Leonard Cohen passed away, which is very, very upsetting to me. So and I know it is to you too, Linda. So why don't we put this one out together to for Leonard Cohen, rest in peace. Well, play Suzanne, huh?
Sounds great.
All right.
Rest in peace.
Thanks for coming,
artist.
Principal Diagonal. You guys are great. Yee-hoo! Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Right, thanks, on. You guys. You're the best.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why. be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. We'll be right back.
too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear, pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror. I hate my own smell. I know where I must be. I must be in hell.
into the constant. By killing the jet, you become a hero in the Muslim world. They take you off the air. Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, it never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around. Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw?